Back in Camp Sheet Sports Zone here, the first one of the new year. Max Stoltz is the head coach of the West Delaware boys basketball team, joining me as the Hawks starting off at 1-1 after the break. 2-1, I should say, after the break, with two games last week and one game last night, as started off with that good win over Beckman Catholic at home Friday night to coach 66-43. And never know how you're going to come out and play after a break of having some time to work on things and haven't played a game since the 19th, but your kids were eager to come out and play and had a great start against Beckman Catholic and never looked back.
Yeah, you know, and I thought the boys put in a lot of work, and you could tell they were ready to go. We did a lot of stuff to just player development-wise, to just keep working with guys, working on things that play into their strengths. And, you know, 4 days of practice without a game, I think they were kind of itching to get back into it a little bit, too. And when you're hitting shots in the first quarter from three, I think we had five in the first quarter, definitely helps the mojo a little bit as well.
And into the night with 8 3-pointers total, things were just clicking, and you're able to contain Beckman Catholic as well. So a lot of positives there from that game on Friday night. And just as I mentioned, you just never know how you're going to come out after a break, some days off. You never know how Saturdays are going to go and come out after a, especially a big win like that. It can go a couple different ways. And unfortunately, we saw the way that the Hawks weren't liking to as Cascade. They came out with a hot start, and they were able to get the 25-point win down at Cascade on Saturday late afternoon.
Yeah, it's kind of a turn of an events there, but it got a new group this year, kind of having to learn how to mentally get yourself done with Friday, moving on to Saturday. I do like that we added the Cascade game in there on that Saturday. I think they're always good. They always have a good team, so it's good for us to kind of see some of the area teams and get a little competition out of it as well. Just continue to take the good and the bad from each of those games and put it into this next week here.
And it started last night back in WAMAC Conference play. Cross-division opponent Vinton Schellsberg came to your place inside Seedorf Gymnasium and got the 11-point win. Had to battle back down late in that game and got that win 71-60. Talk about how this one went down last night.
Yeah, I think last night was good for us. The boys battled back the whole time. You know, it didn't look like we really ever lost our composure, and kind of had that emphasis of we got to get some more guys attacking the rim, getting to the free throw line, seeing that ball go in a couple times early and help us out along the way. And I just felt like that was something we could take advantage of all night. So, you know, never too concerned about, you know, losing a lead, gaining a lead, just because the things that we were doing were working. And I think some of those categories we talked about on the radio last night of, you know, we had our turnovers under 10. We shot 24 free throws, and we shot 75%. We're normally at like 50. And I felt like we were just a lot more patient on offense, looking to get a great shot over a good shot. So sometimes it's just as simple as doing those things to just switch the game around and come out with a win.
As the 71-60 victory, it was staying in WAMAC Conference play and on the west side coming up on Friday night as you'll travel down to Tiffin to take on Clear Creek Mana. What do you know about the Clippers?
They're solid again. It looks like they just reloaded another year with a new young crew. I think they're leading scorers, you know, top five in 3A right now. So going to have a little bit of a challenge there, but I think it's good for the guys to always just go against some better competition, kind of see where you're at, learn some things and, you know, going against somebody better than, you know, a better scorer like that in the top five and 3A is an always good challenge for you. Just kind of going to make you better no matter what. So,
no doubt we will look forward to seeing your team down there in Tiffin on Friday night. Coach, have a good couple days before we get to Friday, and take care. Thanks for your time, as always.
Yes, you bet. Thanks, Wish.
Max Stoltz, head coach of the West Delaware boys basketball team here on the program, the KMC Sports Zone. Rolls on right after this from KMC Sports.